Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. Erevin daf Yud Gimel, as we are on Yud Beis, Amid Beis, right? Two-thirds of the way down. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So we are talking about the rules of lechis and mavois, and as a lechi, and or a korah mishum heker, or mishum mechitza. We had the machlokas, Beisham and Beis Hillel, on daf Yud Aleph and Beis, on yesterday's daf, relating to whether you need a lechi or a korah, a lechi and a korah, do you need two lechayayim? So we are deep into the sugya of lechis and korahs. Let's start with it with Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Mavui she'erko karachbo. A mavui whose length and width are equal, meaning you have a square mavui. Eino nitar balechi mashehu. Then a lechi does not work. As we've mentioned, that the specific heterim, the leniencies that we have, only apply to a mavui. We mentioned yesterday the tshuva of the Rashba that said that chatzer is more chamor because a chatzer has certain more different types of usage, and therefore we would be more machmir regarding a chatzer than we would a mavui. So what is called a mavui? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says a mavui has to have a longer depth than it has width. And if not, if it doesn't have that, then you have to treat it like a chatzer, and therefore it's more chamor. And you would need a pas arba, as we said. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, mavui she'erko karachbo eino nita b'kara tefach. So not only if it's a square area, it doesn't, a lechi doesn't work, a kara doesn't work either. Amar Rabbi Zeira, kama mechaven in shmaisa desavi. Rav Zeira says, wow, how great and straight are the statements of the elders, of these great rabbis, of Rav, who says this about a lechi and a korah. Kivan de'erka karach bo, have like a chatzer. Since it's a square, that's like a chatzer. And even though you might have a square mavui, and even though you might have a rectangular chatzer, still we have lo plug. We have certain reasons and definitions. And therefore, once it's square, we treat it like a chatzer. V'chatzer, you don't need teres b'lechi v'korah, ela b'pasar ba'i. Right? You need the flat board at the edge. Lechi and a korah aren't good enough. Amr Abzeira, ikashali hakashali. But Abzeira says, but 1 minute, this I have a problem with. Levi hai lechi kapas mashahu v'nishtari. Abzeira said, but why can't you say that the lechi, you're saying a lechi is not going to work, but let the lechi function as a pas, and let it work, right? Wouldn't a pas any tiny amount matir the chatzer? And the Gemara answers, no. Ishtamitzeh ha-damar vasi ha-rabbi Yochanan, what we just said before. Pasi chatzer tzricha tzieba en arba. When it comes to closing off a chatzer, you can't use a little lechi, which has a mashahu of width required. No, any amount is not good. You have to have it four across. Amar of Nachman, Naktinan, and we hold. Eze o mavi shnita malechi v'korah, which is the mavui, which is the alleyway that we've been speaking about the past 12 blot. That can be matir with a lechi or a korah. Kol she'erko yeser al rachmo. Its length or its depth is longer than its width. Ubatim v'chatzeres psuchim l'socho, as we had earlier. And it has to be the exact structure of houses into yards and yards into alleyways. And that alleyway has to be longer length than width. That is when we have the heterim of lechi and korah. Veizeo chatzer she'enu nitaris b'lechi v'korah, el b'pasar ba. And what's the definition of a chatzer? That is not nitar with a lechi or a korah, but you have to have something on that fourth side. Kol she merubas, if it's square. Merubas in agulo lo, what, only square? Not if it's circular, what if you have a circular area? So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. I erka yesara rachba havile mavui. If its depth or length is longer than its width, then that's a mavui. Umachi belechi v'korasagi. And then for that mavui, the lechi and the korah would be enough. The ilo havile chatzer. But if it's not like that, meaning it could be square or it could be circular, we would treat it like a chatzer. Meaning it doesn't mean square as opposed to circular. It means square as opposed to rectangular. Once something is rectangular, it's a mavui, but any other shape would be a chatzer. V'kama, and how much? What's v'kama? Third to last Rashi. What if it is Yehei Arka Yoser Denafka Lamidin Chatzer? What if I have a square area? It's a chatzer, and I want to make it into a mavui. So how do I do that? So, says the Gemara, says Shmuel, Savar Shmuel Amemar, Adika Pishtaim Barachba. I thought I had to make it double. Double length. The depth has to be double the width. And Amar Le Rav. And Rav said, no, Hachi Amar Chabibi. This is what Shmuel said, or sometimes Chabibi Shmuel. Here it means Rabbi Chia, the Gemara, the Rashi is on the bottom, who is the Achi Aviv V'Imo Shel Rav. He's his uncle from two sides. The Gemara Sanhedrin works out exactly how that is, but Chabibi, Rav quotes his uncle, Afilu Mashahu, even a small amount, that is, as long as the length is very, even a little bit smaller, longer than the width, that is good enough to be a mavli. Lamaisa, lamaisa, this is the reason why we use, we said this a number of times already, but we just gotta be, keep chazering this. This is why the Rama says in Shin Sama Gimel, why we make Sarasa Pesach Zuzban Azeh. In all of our communities, we don't use lechis and koris. Because we have all different types of shapes of streets and yards and parks and areas, all different types of shapes. A lot of them do not fit into this definition of length longer than width and the length going to the Rosh Hasharabim and the other three sides enclosed. So that is why the Rama says, V'yesh Omrim, Dinagin Idna, L'sakein, Kol HaMavos, B'tzuras HaPesach. Right, we do all the Mavuis today with B'tzuras HaPesach. To Kol Mavos Shalano Yeshlem Din Chatzeros. Because all of our Mavuis have the Din of a chaser, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishum de mavo seinu ein batam v'chaseres psuchas l'socho. First of all, our Gemara that we just read has two requirements. Houses have to go into yards, and yards have to go into alleyways. How many of our places have those structures? We have houses going into streets. That's what we have. V'lachein ein nitar b'lechi v'kora k'din heter mavui. So it cannot be matered in the normal way. V'yavta b'chaser sagi b'shnei l'chayayim m'shtei atzadim lo tzuras ha-pesach. And even though with a chaser, one can use two lechis on the two opposite sides without the top frame, mikol makom, mishum d'lefamim ha-mavui mefulash b'shnei tzadim. But many of our streets are open for both sides. So if it's open on both sides, again, you can't, it's worse than a chaser. A mavui sasum is more kal than a chaser, a mavui mefulash, an open mavui is more chamer than a chatzer. The azbavand, and therefore we don't want to play games, we don't have any distinctions, so that's why bizman hazeh, we use tzuras ha-pesach. Bevadit tzorach lahach reboshi, tzorach tzuras ha-pesach, af be'ein batim v'chatzeres psuchas l'socho. Even if houses and yards don't empty into it, machmas sheberosha, basuch l'roshas rabim olakaramalis, and therefore we always make tzuras ha-pesach. As the Ramah continues also, and the minhag is to use a string, l'sakran adei chevel ha-kasha l'rachbo shal mavui, v'din chevel zeh eino kora. This is not a kora. This is Tzuras HaPesach. You have the two side poles and what goes across on top. But again, this Gemara is the basis for that Ramah that we have mentioned a number of times because it's very hard to fit into the structure of a Mavui and the Chatzers that go into Mavuis, and therefore Bezman HaZem, well, we don't fit into the structures, so we have more flexibility. Okay, let's continue now. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmud Echad V'chulu on the bottom line. So the Mishnah had quoted back on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis all the different opinions about what you need, how you amakshra mavui, and Rabbi Yishmael had quoted a certain student Lefnei Rabbi Akiva who said Lo nechlugu beisham beisila. They didn't argue about less than four amos. Whatever was said, but that's not important right now. Right now we have to know who actually the first part it is, and then we'll talk more about who said it. Rabbi Akiva Omar Alzev Alzev Nechlugu. So he said in front of Rabbi Akiva. In front of Rabbi Akiva, that they didn't argue on less than four amos, that is lechi or rekor, the machloka is only from 4 to 10. And then Rabbi Akiva answered that, alzev alzen echluku, they argued about both. So the Gemara had the machloka. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva hainu tanakama. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing as the Tanakhama? We have three opinions in the Mishnah. The first and third opinions seem to be the same, that the Machlokas B'Sham B'Sh Hillel is across the board. Only the middle opinion had limited it. So, Ike Beinayu, Derav Achli, V'Itema, Rev Yechiel, V'lo Masayimi. No, maybe enough community could be Rev Achli or Rev Yechiel, who we said yesterday that if it's less than four Tfachim, the doorway, maybe you don't need anything. So, do we hold of that or not? That could be the machlokas between them, even though we don't know who says what. But Tanya, let's go now. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Lo Amar Rabbi Yishmael Davar Zeh, Ela Oso Talmud Amar Davar Zeh. Rabbi Akiva says it's impossible that Rabbi Yishmael said this. Impossible, right? Rabbi Yishmael in our Mishnah, who quoted a Talmud in front of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, it's impossible that Rabbi Yishmael said this. Why? Rashi says, Mukhzak ani bo shehu chacham, ume olam lo amar davar zeh. Mukhzak that he's a chacham. Rabbi Yishmael would never have said such a thing. And then Rabbi Akiva added, v'halacha koso Talmud. But we pass him like that Talmud. So Rabbi Yishmael definitely never said it, but we pass him like that Talmud. Has the Gemara, hagufa kasha. That's eternally contradictory. Amart lo amar Rabbi Yishmael davar zeh. First, Rabbi Akiva says, the Rabbi Yishmael never could have said such a thing like this. Alma les elchza kavase. Which is Mashmi, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like what Rabbi Yishmael said. Hey, he could never have said such a thing. V'hadra amarta halacha koso Talmud. But in the very next line, he says, oh, we pass him like that Talmud. What do you mean? If he's so upset that Rabbi Yishmael never said it, how can he pass him like that Talmud? So two answers. Amra of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, lo Amra Rabbi Akiva, elo lechadeid ba ha-talmidim. Rabbi Akiva, what he meant to say was that he not to emphasize that Rabbi Shmuel didn't say it, but he just wanted to sharpen the Talmidim. What does that mean? Tosas points out that this does not mean what it usually means throughout Shas. Usually means throughout Shas that when a Rebbe would say something wrong, in order to keep the students on their toes, to make sure that the students catch him, to correct him, to make sure they're paying attention. That's what Tosa says, that this phrase means throughout Shas. It doesn't mean that here. There was no mistake made. Rabbi Akiva was just emphasizing to them the importance of every Talmud coming up with his own ideas. Look at Rashi, an underline Rashi. Rashi says, Lo amar Rabbi Akiva, lahai halacha, ka'oso Talmud, elo lechadid es ha-talmidim, sheyasimu libam la-Torah, viyomru pilpul mi-libam. To say something from their own. That's why Rabbi Shmuel didn't say this. He focused, no, it's the Talmud. Lefichach shibchu b'fnei. That's why he praised this Talmud in front of the other Talmidim to emphasize to them that they have to come up with chidushim. And again, this does not mean that all of it. There aren't so many machashim out there. Got to be right, they even say, what do we call today? Right, there were the Ritanoim, Amorim, Rishonim, Achronim, what do we? So many, some have coined the phrase, the Malaktim. The Malaktim. What are the Malaktim? The Malaktim, the gatherers, those who gather material from all over. So the Malaktim, there aren't so many Mechadshim. So what does Rashi mean Mechadshim? So it means looking at Torah in our own way and coming up with our own way of viewing it. Like the Marshal writes in the Hakdamah of the Amshel Shlomo, to Meseches Baba Kama, we each stood at our Sinai, we each were Mekabel the Torah through our own pipeline in our own way. So we each have our own way of looking at Torah. The Mishnah Berurah even quotes, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah talking about how we should spend our time on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simin Reish Tzadi, Sif Katan Gimel, talking about how you could sleep a little extra on Shabbos, Shein Eber Shabbos Tainug, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Katsu Asvarim B'Shem HaZohar, She Mitzvah Al HaAdam L'Chadesh Chidushei Torah B'Shabbos. We have to try to be Mechadesh something on Shabbos. Umi She'eno Barhachi L'Chadesh Yomod Dvarim Shelo Lamad Adhena. At least learn something new. I can't be Mechadesh, but learn something new. That's a Chiddush to me. So either way, that's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. We have to try to continue uncovering different areas of Torah to keep the renewal going in our lives. Good. Anyway, this is the first answer given. How could Rabbi Akiva say, on the one hand, Rabbi Shmuel never said it, and on the other hand, no. The halacha is like that Talmud. It's to emphasize the uniqueness that the Talmidim should think on their own. As Rashi says, Yomur Pilpo Milibam. Second answer, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Nirin Itmar. Maybe he never said the halacha is like that Talmud, but Nirin, you know, it sounds good. Sounds good. I don't think Rabbi Shmuel said it. So he kind of tempers the second half of the statement. And in that way, we could understand Rabbi Kiva's entire statement together. Good. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol makom shata motzei mishum Rabbi Shua amru davar ech, tamad echa lefei Rabbi Akiva. Whenever we have such a statement, Rabbi Shmuel quoted a student in front of Rabbi Akiva. Who was he quoting? Eino ela Rabbi Meir. He was quoting Rabbi Meir, Shashimeshis, Rabbi Yishmael, Ves Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir, who was Mishamesh, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva. That's who he's quoting. That's why one Rabbi is quoting this student to the other Rabbi. Titania, as the Brisa says, I'm Rabbi Meir, Kshayisi Eitzor Rabbi Yishmael, Hayisi Matil Kan Kantom Latocha Dio. When I was by Rabbi Yishmael, he was my first Rabbi, I used to put Kan Kantom into the Dio. What's Kan Kantom? A certain type of material that makes the ink unable to be erased. A certain type of ingredient that makes the ink, right, permanent. Very permanent. So the question is, are you allowed to put this into ink of a Torah? So when I was in front of Rabbi Yishmael, I used to put the ink in, and he never said anything to me. Kshabasi Yitzhar Rabbi Akiva, Asra Alai. He came in front of Rabbi Akiva, and he asered it. We'll see why one might asser it, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But he asered it. So you see, the Rabbi Meir is the one that was the student of both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Eini says the Gemara, is this really true? V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Meir. K'shayisi lo made Eitzel Rabbi Akiva. The opposite, when I used to be learning by Rabbi Akiva. Hayisi matel kan kantom l'toch adio v'lo amar li davar. When I was by Rabbi Akiva, right, switching the order. I used to do it in front of Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't say anything. Ukshabasi Eitzel Rabbi Yishmael. Amar li b'ni mamalachtacha. And when I was by Rabbi Yishmael, then he said to me, no, what do you do? He said to Rabbi Akiva, Amar ti lo lavlarani. I'm a scribe. So Rabbi Akiva didn't know Aleph Beis till he was 40, but then he became a sofer. I'm a scribe. Amar li b'ni, havi zahir b'malachtecha. Be very careful in your malacha. She malachtecha, malecha shamayim hi. Your malacha is malacha shamayim, to be a sofer. Shema atom machaser os achas omiyater os achas. Be very careful if you add on an extra letter, if you miss a letter. Nimseis machrev es kol olam kulo. You could destroy the world if you forget a letter, if you add on a letter. We'll get back to that line. Let's just finish the frisa. Amarti lo davar echad yeshli v'kan kantom shmo. I told him, well, I do one thing. I have kan kantom shani matal tocha dio. I put the kan kantim in the dio. Amarli, he said to me, v'chi matilin kan kantom tocha dio. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to put kan kantom, this material, this ingredient into the ink? Follow Amar Torah. The Torah says v'kasav umacha. One has to write the Megillah that the sota, the special parsha that's put into the mehamarim before the sota drinks the water, umach, and it gets erased. And we darshin ksav sheyachol limchos, ksav that can be erased. So you see from there, the Gemara says that it's the opposite. First of all, was he first by Rabbi Shmuel and then Rabbi Akiva, or the opposite? Two different versions. And number two, what their shitas were are opposite. Do you matir kan kantom? Do you not matir kan kantom? Let's just finish, and we'll end with let's finish the question, and then we'll stop. Maika amarle, maika mahadarle. What exactly was the conversation taking place here in the Braisa? Hachika amarle. This is what Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says to him, to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. That didn't correct me. That he came in front of Rabbi Akiva, talking about Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir was the one that became the, right, he's talking here, he became the scribe. So, what was the conversation? Hachi ka'amale. So this is what Rabbi Shmuel told him. Lo mi boi b'chaseiros u b'yaseiros, lo t'ina t'bakiyana. Right, not only do I not have to worry about chaseiros v'yaseiros, missing a letter, or adding a letter, I'm an expert, I do it so slowly, I have checks, I make sure. Ela afilu mechers lizvavnami. But I'm so careful, I don't want to write a letter and then have a bug go on the letter and some of it's going to get erased and then it's going to look like a different letter. Meaning, Dilma asivi yasiv atagi the dalas, maybe a bug will come. I wrote a dalas, and on the top right of the dalas, we know there's a little piece sticking out. Maybe a fly is going to come as the ink is drying, going to sit on that point, fly away, going to remove some of the dirt, umachik le umashi le resh, and it's going to turn into a resh. I make sure not to do that. How do I do that? Davar echad yeshli v'kan kantam shemo. This is the conversation. This is Rabbi Meir talking to this Rabbi Shmuel. Shani matal tochatio. That's how we just understand the brisa that he's saying. You have to be very careful. He says, I'm very careful. I don't miss any letters. I don't add on any letters. And I make sure that I'm not even, I take precautions that bugs won't come there. So the Gemara says, kasha shimash shimash kasha asra asra. So we have a number of problems here. Who was he mishamish first? Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Meir being the Talmud. And number two, Asar Asa. Who Asered and who Matired? So that is the question. But first we'll have to take a little break because there's a number of points what to talk about. First of all, we're talking about Rabbi Meir being one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. We know the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, which is the basis for all of Svira, in terms of Nihuge Svira. The Nihugim of Avelos of Svira is nowhere in Shas. All we have in Shas is that the Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died between Pesach and Shavuos. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us the 24,000 Talmidim died, but we don't have Nihugim. We don't have Nihugim of Avelos until the Gaonim quoted, by not getting married and haircuts, the Chulu. But that is a later stage. But the Gemara talks about Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim dying. Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Kedoshim has a beautiful piece where he discusses that we know it's pretty amazing. Rabbi Akiva, the Zekal Gadol Batorah, Vihatarecha Kamocha man, Dafke, his Talmidim died, Shlo Nagel Kavod Zebazeh. We don't know for sure whether he said that before or afterwards, but he must have been this type of person. And yet, all of his Talmidim were Chayiv Misa, because Lo Nagel Kavod Zebazeh. So first of all, why were they Chayiv Misa? Right? You don't get, not Chayiv Misa, just for Lo Nagel Kavod Zebazeh. It's not one of the Chiyuve Misa, says Rav Asher Weiss, as many Baalei Musar say, these were the Baalei HaMesorah. These were the rabbis carrying the torch for the next generation. If their Torah was warped, if their Torah was imperfect, then the entire Jewish people's Torah was in danger. If you don't have the Ben Adam LaMakom, I'm sorry, if you only have the Ben Adam LaMakom, and not the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, then even the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is going to be warped. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring new Baalei HaMesorah in, even though it meant that they have to be removed. But he needed to get new Baalei HaMesorah who were perfect, both in Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And therefore, you find, and he catalogs all of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, the first one, right, in our Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya, they're all the Talmidim throughout Chazal, Midrashim, Gemaras, they're the Ma'amari Chazal relating to Ben Adam HaChavero are from these Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol mavarech az Yisrael ki ilu mavarech az Hashchina." Havi shval ruach b'fnei kol adam. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol makabel b'nei chaverim ki ilu makabel b'nei Hashchina." Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, "Miyam elo avarati al divrei chaverai." All the Gemaras and the Midrashim all emphasizing the Ben Adam HaChavero element. Rabbi Meir is the first on the list. Rabbi Meir, being the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he was one of the five that restarted all of Torah Shebaal Peh after it was decimated in the days of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Good. Next line to talk about. We mentioned that Rabbi Yishmael says to Rabbi Meir, be very careful, because if you have an extra letter or you take out a letter, that's going to cause churban to the whole world. How do you cause churban to the whole world? By leaving out one letter or adding in one letter. So Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says, if you wanted to write the word Hashem Elokim Emes, and you left out the Aleph of Emes, that is terrible. Hashem God Mes? That's what you would write. Or Vayedaber Hashem, if you write instead Vayedabru Hashem, in plural, that's also Kfira. So Rashi gives two examples. You add on a letter, you take away a letter, it causes destruction to the world. Tosva says, Kamo, Bereshis Bara, you write Bra'o instead of Bara. Bra'o, right? It's not, again, plural. Why didn't Tosva like Rashi? So I saw one of the Mepharshim say, maybe because Rashi, Machrev is called Ha'olam, it sounds like something in Maisa Bereshis. The creation of the world and the destruction of the world. Okay, but either way, both of them give examples of extreme cases where you're going to have a heretical pasuk that written. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael says maybe more pashut. Doesn't quote the Ramban, but they're like the Ramban says in his Hakdama to Torah. Forget the major psukim. We know that the Torah is the blueprint of the world. If any letter of the Torah is missing, that's a problem. The Ramban writes in Hazakdama to the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire Torah. Let's start back a line. Od Yesh B'Yadinu Kabbalah Shel Emes. We have a Kabbalah, Shekol HaTorah Kula, Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out the name of Hashem. We just don't understand it in the way of Shemos of Hashem. We understand it as Bereshis, Bara, Elokim, Es, Hashemayim, words and words. But really, it all spells out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umipnei Zeh, says the Ramban. Say, for Torah Shetabo, Ba'os Achas, B'mali, O B'chaser, Pasol. If a Torah is missing a letter, has an extra letter, it's Pasol. Because even though, Afal Pishin, O'mala, O'morid, Kefi Ha'ola, B'machshava, even though going up, when we think about it, there's nothing missing or lacking, so it's spelled with a vav, without a vav, still it spells out on a deeper level, Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it would be puzzles. That is, the Maharal says, forget what Rashi and Tosfos say, that doesn't say forget, but on a much more fundamental level, any letter missing is a problem because it spells out Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Marsha here says too. The Marsha quotes that idea of the Ramban. He says, Yeshlam b'pshitus, gam b'chaser, l'fisha Torah b'os yoseha heim shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu derech hanistar shel HaTorah, shayis aksuva lefana, b'yishchor aga b'yish levana, u'bahen bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu asalomo, u'mekaimo, v'nimsa machaser os achas, hari hu machriv kiyumo. The world is the basis, is based on the Torah. So if the Torah, any Torah is missing something, that could destroy the whole world. Good. One final discussion relating to this. Again, these lines are all jam-packed. One final discussion related to this is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch and the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh has a very radical shita. Shagas Aryeh says, based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin in the Lamed, the Flamed or so, tells us that the Gemara is trying to figure out the exact number of letters in the Torah. And the Gemara says, well, why don't you just take out a Torah and count? The Gemara says, well, that won't work, because we're not buckies, we're not experts in chaseros v'yaseros. Right, maybe there's an extra vav, a missing vav, we're not buckies, so taking out a Torah is not going to help us figure out how many letters are in the Torah, and what the middle letter of the Torah is. Good, that's the Gemara. Says the Shagas Aryeh, in a totally different context, we know the last mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, mitzvah number 613. The Shagas Aryeh says that mitzvah does not apply bizman hazeh. Doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? We can't do the mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Why can't we do the mitzvah? Just get a sofer to write a Torah for you. Said the Shagas Aryeh, the mitzvah is only writing a kosher sefer Torah. And if we're not Bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros, like the Gemara says, so then it's finished. We can't write a Torah.
How do we lane?
But how do we lane? Okay, so you could say, we do the best we can. But there's no mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. We're not fulfilling the mitzvah. But we do the best we can. Says the Shagas Aryeh, the Ein Lanu, he says, he continues here in Siman Lamed Vav and elsewhere, the Shagas Aryeh says there is no mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh because of that Gemara. Says the Menchas Chinuch, I can't believe that. What, no Rishon or Achron before the Shagas Aryeh came up with this Chiddush that this mitzvah doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh? Okay, the Rosh said it in a different way. The Rosh said the mitzvah doesn't apply in the same way now because the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is related to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And because we don't learn from Sifrei Torah anymore, says the Rosh, you know what the mitzvah is today? Buying Svarim. Unbelievable Rosh. Buying Svarim. Every time we buy a Sefer, we should think, according to the Rosh, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But that's all. That's what's in the Rishonim. The other Rishonim don't say that the mitzvah doesn't apply today for other reasons. Says the Menchas Chinuch there in Mitzvah Taryag, I'm sorry, Shagas Aryeh. What the Gemara means by saying Anan lo bakin v'chaseros v'yaseros are not by chaseros v'yaseros that are the significant types of chaseros v'yaseros, ones that would change the meaning of a word that we for sure are bakin in. That would change halacha, drashas chazal. So that for sure we are bekiyin in. It's only the chaseros v'yaseros that doesn't change the meaning of the word. That is what we are not bekiyin in, and that is okay. He says, Dvarim ke'elu ein mishtana pirush amila aydezeh, b'kai gavne ein kepeda b'chaseros v'yaseros. V'hinei achele karishon vade lo nishka klal. We've never forgotten those, the ones that change the meaning. V'chas v'shalom b'vadai lo nishka chafilu kechuta saira me'adin. Well, nothing is missing. Chas v'shalom. Ach osam chaseros v'yaseros. Shalom nishtane pirush hamila klal. But those chaseros v'yaseros that does not change. Bein chaser o yeser. Eino maza klal. Upshita li de eino makiv klal. And it's obvious. V'im, and then he adds. He knows the question that is going to be asked on him. V'im, I know the Ramban is in his Akdamat the Torah. I know that Marsha in Erevin on Dafyud Gimel. V'im, ki kol ha-Torah kula shmosem shalakadosh baruch hu ki yadua. Even though it also says Hashem Hashem, and therefore you might say, even if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, it still should make a difference. Mikol makom, kivan de'eno mishtana pirish hateva ubikriya eino nikar imatzo ochaser les lanba kein niret li. Look, what can we do? It's spelled Hashem Hashem, but that doesn't take away the mitzvah of ksiva, of kriya v'chulu. We do the best we can, and we might just add in the phrase that we mentioned last week, lo nitna Torah l'malachei hasharis. Right? We do the best we can in terms of the mitzvos and fulfill them to the best of our abilities. By the way, are you allowed a lane from a pasul sefer Torah? Let's say it's pasul. I'll give it to you as pasul. You allowed a lane? That's a machlokas rishonim. We paskin l'chadachilu b'di'evet distinction. Right, what happens if somebody, chas v'shalom, somebody finds a psul in the middle of laning? What do? We take out a new Torah, but we don't read it, we don't start again. We don't start again. We try to get seven aliyahs in the second Sefer Torah. But if not, we just lane whatever's left in the second Sefer Torah. So that's a pshara. We don't lane from a pasul Sefer Torah. That's why we stop, but we don't have to start again from the last time we knew it was kosher, because b'di'evit we say the brachos were not brachos levatala, the chulu. It's machlokas rishonim. That is paskin, the pshara is paskin by the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, back to the Gemara. We stopped at a question. We're on the first wide line. We have a stira. On the one hand, Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. In which order? We have two different versions of who he was a Talmud by first and who he was a Talmud by second. And secondly, we have a stira, who asert kankan tom and who allowed it. So bish lama shimush hashimush lo kasha. So fine, by the servicing, there's no problem. Me ikara also lakame de Rabbi Akiva. Originally, Rabbi Meir went to learn by Rabbi Akiva. Umidelo matzi lamekim alibe, but he was so sharp. He was so beyond Rabbi Meir. Rabbi good, great Rabbi Meir couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva. He said, why don't you give the Torah with him? Why am I giving the Torah? This is Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Meir couldn't understand it. He went to Rabbi Akiva, but he couldn't do it. So he went to learn Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was more transmittable to him. The Gamar Gemara, and then he learned by Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, Mishnaya Shekibo Merabosav. He learned the Mesorah. V'hadar, asa l'kamadir Rabbi Akiva, v'asar v'svara. And once he had the more basic information, the knowledge from Rabbi Shmuel, then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. So both orders are correct. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. So that explains the order, the shimush. Ela asra asra kasha, kasha. So we don't have an answer to that. We don't know who said what about the Kankan tome. Period. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir Haya Omer. Rabbi Meir said, Lako matilin Kankan tome l'tochadio. You're allowed to put Kankan tome into the ink for all parts of the Torah, except for one. Chutz mi parshas sota. Except for the section in Parshas Naso, the Parsha of Sota, that's the only one. You cannot use ink with this ingredient, which makes it unerasable. Right? Unerasable. So you can't use that only for Parshas Sota. It cannot. It has to be able to be erased. Why? Because it's going to get put into the water, so it has to be erased. For Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Mishmar, Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Chutz mi Parshas Sota Shebe Mikdash. No. The only, for all Sifrei Torah, it's fine. You can use Kankan Tom. They had special Parsha Sotas in the Beis HaMikdash that they used to use, and those have to be erasable. Those are be erasable. So let's see. So my Binaya, what's the Machlokas? What's the root Machlokas here? Amr of Yirmiya, Limchokla, Minatorah, give me an ayu. The question is, can you take parts of a Torah out in order to use? So according to the opinion that says you have to leave it erasable, they would cut out part of the Torah. Unbelievable. They put in make a new cloth, right? Add in a new cloth. But according to the other opinion, he's like, no, of course you're not using a Sefer Torah. You have separate Megillus that they used to write. And therefore your Torahs are fine. Your Torahs do not have to be worried about that, able to be erased. V'hani tanoi k'hani t'kihani tanoi. And really, this is a machlokas tanoim d'tanya, where ein Megillus ha'ksheira l'hashkos basota acheres. The first opinion, the Tanakhama says, every Megillus sota has to be uniquely for a specific sota. A sota for woman one cannot be used for woman two. Rav Achi bar Yoshia Amar, Megillas Akshira Lashkos Bab Sota Acheres. It can be used for another sota. So what's the machlokas about? We say just like we're comparing, just like there's a machlokas here whether you can use woman A's for woman B's, the same machlokas whether you can use a Torah. They're both not written l'shem, the specific woman. So the same machlokas we suggest. And the Gemara says, maybe not, in both directions. Amar of Papa, number one, Dilma Lohi, Arkan Lakamar Tanakama Hasam, when does the Tanakama say over there that you cannot use it for another woman? Ella, Kivan de Intik Lashum Rachel, Sulo Hadra Mintika Lashum Leia. If you chose woman A, then you can't use woman B. But Avogabe Torah, the stoma michtava, hachrami mitamachkinon. But maybe the person who disallows a different woman, maybe would allow a Torah. A Torah wasn't written for a different person, the Torah was written for all of Klal Yisrael. So you know, you didn't write it specifically for Sota, but you wrote it for a Torah, so maybe I will not allow women A's Megillah to be used for women B, but I would allow it to have a safer Torah being used. Basically, blank is different than different. A blank, fill in the blank, like a Torah, which is Stamdas, is better than a different woman's. And you find this elsewhere as well. The Maharet Chayis here quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. The Gemara says they are Mina Machriv. Sometimes, the Gemara has an example, if I'm supposed to bring carbon A, and I have carbon B in mind, then it passels the carbon. If I'm supposed to bring carbon A and I have Chulin in mind, it doesn't do anything to the carbon. The closer mina machrev chulin, it's blank das. There's no, so that's why it's better in a sense. Or another example where this comes up: the Aruch HaShulchan. There's an Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Shabbos. We mentioned this back in Hilchas in Masechet Shabbos relating to Malachas and Sricha Legufa. The big shaila is that the Aruch HaShulchan deals with, which many deal with, and that is very ironic. Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. I'm doing the same exact malacha that was done in the Mishkan. I'm just doing it for a different reason. They used to dig the holes for the dirt, or for the hole, and I'm doing it for the dirt. I'm doing the same exact Maisa. What do we pass by Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? Pater. It's only Nisid Rabbanan. Psik Reisha. What's Psik Reisha? I'm doing Act A, which is causing Act B. And it's Vaday going to cause Act B. I'm opening the fridge, and the light's going on. And whether I know the light's going on or not. Either way, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. Psik Reisha is an Issa D'Oraisa. Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is an Issa D'Rabbanan, according to what we paskin. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that strange? Does ask the Aruch HaShulchan and others. Doesn't Melacha Shenizvich LeGufa seem to be closer to the real thing than Psik Reisha? Psik Reisha is two acts. Dragging a bench and making a hole. Two things. Here, by Melacha Shenizvich LeGufa, it's the same exact act. It's just for a different kavana. So explains the Aruch HaShulchan the same idea that we're saying. Different da'as is worse than no das. I'm doing the same exact thing that was done in the Mishkan, but I have different kavana. You did it for this reason, I'm doing it for that reason. So there, that's pater. By psikresha, I'm doing act A, and act B is for sure coming out of it. But act B I have no kavana for, it's blank. So you can fill in the blank. You're allowed to say kilu hiskavin. That's the chiddush of psikresha. Again, another example where the closer it is, the worse it is. So one example here, we have the example of Maris Chayes, quotes here for the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, Mina Machriv. And the third example, the Aruch HaShulchan here in Reish Mem Beis Lamed Dalet. Reish Mem Beis Lamed Dalet. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, that's one way to say that the machlokos are in parallel. And even if you say a different woman's Megillah Sota would not be able to be used, but a Sefer Torah might be able to be used. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, four lines to the bottom. Also, Dilmalohi, the opposite direction. Arkan lokam Rebbe Achoy Bar Yoshia Hasam. When does Rebbe Achoy Bar Yoshia say there that it can be used? One woman's can be used. Ella de Ichtav Bias Lashem Sota Va'olam. At least it was written Lashem Sota. Maybe he requires each Megillah to be written Lashem A Sota. Avol Gabi Torah de Lehislamik Siva. But a Torah was written to learn from. Lehislamik Siva. Maybe this is where the Rosh gets it from. The famous sheet of the Rosh that we just mentioned about Talmud, about buying Svarim, being part of the mitzvah. Torah Lehislamik Siva Hachanami de Lo Machinon. So maybe you wouldn't be able to use it. And therefore, says the Gemara, there are not parallel machlokas. Interesting shita, just to be aware of. You've got to figure out how he understands this Gemara, the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Megillah Sota has to be written by a Kohen. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Kasav HaKohen HaLamadata Shem Kasva Yisrael O Kohen Katan Psula. So you got to figure out the Havaminas here about using part of the Torah. We're only talking about where the Sofer was a Kohen. That's what we're talking about. That's the pashas for the Rambam. You have to say that, or else there wouldn't be a Havamina for you to be able to use any part of the Sefer Torah. Period. Good. Says the Gemara. 1 minute. V'les leil Rebbe Achi Bar Yoshia, Rav Acha Bar Yoshia, who said that you could use a different woman's. He doesn't hold to the following by Gittin. The man writes a get to divorce his wife. And he changes his mind. They went for marriage counseling and he doesn't divorce his wife. And his neighbor, though, has the same exact name of his. He lives in the same town. The wife is the same name. You can't use the get for a different woman. Can't use the get for a different woman, so why, Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia, why would he allow you to use a Megillah Sota for a different woman, but not a get? So the Gemara says, yes, Hachi Asha, there's a distinction. Hasam the Kasav Laksiv Be'inon Ksiva Lishma. Over there, by get, it says the Kasavla. He must write it for her. So what has to be personal? The Ksiva has to be Lishma. Hacha, the Asa Laksiv. Here, what has to be Lishma? The Asiya. What's the Asiya by the Megillah Sota? The Megillah, not the writing. That's not the Asiya. Be'inan Asiya Lishma. It's the erasing. That's the act. Asiya Dida Mechikahi. So every act of erasing has to be personal. So the writing doesn't have to be personal. Says Rav Achai Bar Yoshia, I could hold a distinction between Gittin and Megillah Sota. One, the focus is on the Ksiva, and one, the focus is on the Asiya. Again, not for now, but we've mentioned many times back in Maseches Gittin, the Ksivas HaGet is a tremendously important stage in the Gerushin process. More than even if you would use a shtar to get married with. Ksivas haget, where the Gemara even says in Maseches Gittin, once he decides to divorce his wife, certain halachas might kick in. And ksiva for sure, that's the concretization of the Baal's Das. So again, here the Gemara talks about the ksiva is what has to be lishma by Gittin, again, part of a larger topic. Good, we continue. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Galui viadua lifnei misha amar v'haya ha'olam she'ein bedorash Rabbi Meir kamoso. Hashem knew that nobody in Rabbi Meir's generation was like him. Rabbi Meir was one of a kind. So why wasn't the halacha always like Rabbi Meir if he was the greatest? Because Rabbi Meir's friends couldn't always understand everything. It's amazing. Rabbi Meir first couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva. So he had to go to Rabbi Shmuel, then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. And what happened? Then this midah was passed down to the Talmud. Rabbi Meir, nobody could fathom what he was talking about. Something that was tame, he said tar, and he gave reasons for it. Tar, tame. He gave svaras back and forth and back and forth. And therefore, that's why they didn't, the halacha was not hochra like him, even though he was the greatest of the generation. Tana, lo Rabbi Meir Shmo, el Reb Nehorai Shmo. Another chazal, maybe Rabbi Meir wasn't even his real name. His real name was Reb Nehorai. Velama Nikra Shmo, Rabbi Meir, Shehu Meir Eine Chachamim Bahalacha. Why was he Rabbi Meir? Because he lit up the eyes of the Chachamim. What do you mean he lit up the eyes? We just said they couldn't understand him. So he lit up the eyes. So the Marshal explains, no. They couldn't understand him, and therefore they left, but they worked and worked and worked and worked and worked until they got to the level of being able to understand. So ultimately, he caused them to be Meir Einei Chachamim Bahalacha. V'lo Nahorai Shemo, Ela Reb Nechemya Shemo. And now, see, it says the Girsa on the side. Now we're not talking about Rabbi Meir anymore. Now we're talking about Nahorai throughout Shas. V'lo Nahorai Shemo. Ella, so Rabbi Meir was really Reb Nehorai, and Reb Nehorai isn't really Reb Nehorai. Reb Nehorai Shmo, Ella Reb Nechemya Shmo. Really, his real name was Reb Nechemya. Va'amila Reb Elazar ben Arach Shmo, or Reb Elazar ben Arach, who we had back in Masechta Shabbos. V'lamish Nikra Shmo Nehorai Sheman Hir Eini Chachamim BaHalacha. Similar, Alasha and he lit up the eyes of the Chachamim in Halacha. Either way, so a lot of Tanaim, that wasn't their real name. That was just their pseudonym, what they were known as, but really, they had different given names. Amar Rebbe. So this Amud is about Rabbanan who are sharper than other ones, but that didn't always mean in the end of the day that we paskin like them. We just had Rabbi Meir. We're going to have Beis Shammai soon. We'll see. And now we have Rebbe. Amar Rebbe, Hai de machadadna mechavroi. That which I am sharper than my friends, don't give me so much credit. Don't give me so much credit that I have a certain chidud. De chazi seyler Rabbi Meir meachore. Because I once saw Rabbi Meir, or I sat in Rabbi Meir's shir, but I even saw him from the back. That was enough, just to be in the presence of Rabbi Meir. Ve'ilu chazisei mikamei habimechadad natzfei. If I would have seen his face, if I would have seen his eye movements and his body language, I would have been even more sharp. Dechsiv v'hayu einecha ro'os es marecha. The visual aid. Again, Baruch Hashem, if one can't have a visual aid, not an audio aid is also great. Baruch Hashem, we're talking here in the world of the internet. But, audio is also amazing. But there's something about seeing a Rebbe. There's something about seeing the face of a Rebbe. First, on a practical level, there's so much more that we get out of a shir when we go to the shir and we see the Rebbe there. But number two, even on a metaphysical level, there's a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in the tshuva, in Gimel Tafayin Beis, Od Amru B'Sifre HaChachma, Ki Biyos HaAdam, Miskaven el Rabo, when a Talmud focuses on his Rebbe, Vinosein elav libo, and he puts his heart and the Rebbe's heart are connected to each other with the Talmud, Tiskasher nafsho benafsho, V'yachul alav mehashefa asher alav, V'yielo nefesh yisera, V'zenikra etzlam sod ha'ibur b'chaye shneihem. V'zehu shenemar v'hayu einecha ro'os es marecha. This is what it means. V'zehu, and this is what Hashem told Moshe. V'zyatzvu shamimach v'atzalti min haruach. I'm going to take the ruach that's on you and put it on them. V'chenis hala rabbeinu akadosh. And this is the Gemara. Shemhaya ro'es p'nei rav haya magia l'madrega elyona. Right, he would have even greater. V'kol shekeinem harav miskavein gamhu v'kara ze'ol ze'el ashpia v'ze'el kabel o'mishem hachi amar Rav Yossi lo min hakol adam zochel motora. There's something metaphysical about the relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe. V'ze'el tam ba'atzmo b'tfila ki behibit ha'adam el ohavav o lekrovav o lerabo o lemishem mita daito noche tisarer nafsho ala kavana shleima v'nitos v'alav ruach mimarom. V'chulu, he continues. So the Radvaz says there's something metaphysical about seeing a Rebbe. And again, this could apply to any type of connection, a husband and a wife, also in a different way. But again, this is all the connection of Rebbe says, if I would have seen Rebbe Meir's face, would have been even greater. Am Rebbe Yivo, Am Rebbe Yochanan. Now comes the famous Gemara. Talmud Ha'yivo, Rebbe Meir v'sum chishmo. This could be top five famous Gemaras in all of Maseches Erevin. This Gemara right here, Gimel Amabei. Some people might even put it as number one. We'll put it in top five, let's say. Says the Gemara, Talmud Ha'yivo, Rebbe Meir v'sum chishmo. Shahya Omer. Think about, we've done the generations. We had Rebbe Akiva, and then we had Rebbe Meir. And then we had other Talmidim after him, Rebbe. But now we're going back the generation. So Rebbe Meir had another Talmud. V'sumcha shmo. Shohaya omer akol davar v'tavar shel tumah arboim v'shmona tamei tumah. For everything that was tamei, he gave 48 reasons why it was tamei. V'yal kol davar v'davar shel tara arboim v'shmona tamei yatara. And for everything that was tar, he gave 48 reasons why tar. Why the number 48? What's 48? So the Marsha says, because we know there are 50 levels of Bina, human beings cannot get 50 levels. Moshe Rabbeinu got to the 49th level. Just like there's 49 levels of Tumah, there's 49 levels of Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu got to the 49th level. So 48 levels is just one under Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Nobody can get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, but just one under Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he says the Lashon here of 48. So Tana, Talmud Vasakaya B'Yavne, there was a Talmud in Yavne. Shahayim Etaras Hasheret B'Me'ev Chamishim Ta'amim. There was a Talmud in Yavne that was able to come up with 150 reasons to say a Sheret is Tahar. 150 reasons. So what's the Pashas of the Gemara? He was so smart he could come up with 150 reasons that weren't true. Ask Tosfos, but what's the Gavlus of coming up with 150 reasons if it's Tamei? The Torah said it's Tamei. So what do you mean? He's so amazing. He could tell you why a pig is kosher. Well, what does that mean? So Tosfos says, no. It means he came up with 150 reasons why a sheret is not metame nevela, which is true. So that's what Tosfos says. It doesn't mean not tame at all. It means not tame mishum nevela. Either way, he came up with amazing reasons for halachos. Amar Ravina ani adun v'atarenu. Ravina says, you know what? I could come up with one svara and be metaharit. The pashtus sounds not like Tosfos. The pashtus sounds like totally. No, that's his gavlus. That even though there are, it is lamaisa tame, but there are stadim latara, as we'll talk about again soon. But Ravina says, I could come up with a svara to be metaharit. Uma nachashem memis umar betuma tahor. If a snake which kills is mar betuma, and yet a snake is not one of the shmona shratzim, all shratzim are usher to eat. But there are 8 shratzim, listed in Parashat Shmini, that are also tame. Metameyu, the snake is not one of them. So if a nachash which kills is maratuma, it itself is tar, a sheretz, she'ein memes, umaratuma, a sheretz which does not kill, lo kosher gain, surely it shouldn't be tame itself. So it's a kavachomer. So, v'lohi, the Gemara says back, there's no real kavachomer from the nachash. Why? Maisakos ba'alma kavit. The snake doesn't even really kill. It just sticks its point in, and the venom itself kills. Basically, it's a grumma from the snake, but that's why the kavachomer is knocked out. But either way, this is what Ravina said. There is an interesting Ravina Bachai that we mentioned in the past. Ravina Bachai writes in Parsha Shmini, so Lamaisa, why isn't the Nachash Tamei? The Nachash is like the symbol of the worst animal in the world. Right, the original sin. So why isn't the Nachash Tamei out of all the animals? So the Ravina Bachai says, put it on the list, Derachecha Darchei Noam. The Torah knows that people are very scared about Tum and Tara. There are various chazals where people, like Gemara Yuma, the father of the Kohen who was stabbed after fighting, running up the ramp, who's going to do the Avodah? The father's more worried about the knife becoming a Tamei than saving his son's life. We find throughout the Talmud, people are very, very careful about Tumah and Tara. So says Rabbeinu Bachai, if people think, no, that a nachash is tamei, they might think twice before killing it. They might think, I'm going to become tamei. The Torah doesn't want you to have to think at all. Just get rid of it. Just kill it. That's why the Torah says it's not tamei. Derachea darchei noam. We don't want you to hesitate at all. Right? Many, many halachas through the Rishonim and some in the Gemara already. Gemara in Sukkah talks about derachea darchei noam, but most are in the Rishonim and the Achronim where this is applied as well. Derachea darchei noam. Good. That's why the Sefer Chinuch says that's why Kohanim could be mitaming themselves for their 7 relatives, even though they can't be mitaming themselves for other Jews, unless it's a Mesa Mitzvah. Many examples of derachea darchei noam. Okay, but that Rabbeinu Lachai goes on the list. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. Shalosh Shanim Nechelchu Beshama Beis Hillel. for 3 years. Beis Shammai Yisrael argued. Halalu Omer Malachu Gemosenu. Halalu Omer Malachu Gemosenu. The halacha is like us. The halacha is like us. Yatza Basko V'yamra. A Basko goes out and says, famous Basko, Eilu Ve'eilu Debri Elokim Chaim Heim. V'halacha G'beis Hillel. These and these. Eilu Ve'eilu. But the halacha follows like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, V'chiyat Me'achar She'eilu Ve'eilu Debri Elokim Chaim Ebrei Ma'zachu Beis Hillel L'kvo halacha Kamo Son. If Eilu Ve'eilu, so why was Beis Hillel Zocha to have the halacha Nikva like them? Mipnei. Shenochin va'aluvin hayu. They were meek. They were humble. And v'shonin divrei v'divrei Beis Shammai. And they not only studied their own words, but they studied the other opinion's words. And they still said their opinion, showing their conviction. V'lo od ela shemakdima divrei Beis Shammai l'divrei. And not only that, they studied and they put Beis Shammai's words even before their own words. Kosa shashanina, like the Mishnah says in Sukkah. Misha hayarosha v'ruba b'sukkah v'shachana b'sukkah abayis. Right, the case of Sukkah is a machlokas. You have your head and most of your body in the Sukkah, and your table is outside the Sukkah. The Gemara's maskana on Daf Gimel and Sukkah is that they're arguing about two cases. If your Sukkah is very big, but you just put your table outside, or you don't even have enough room in the Sukkah to put your table. Either way, Beis Shammai postlin and Beis Hillel machshiris. You see, Beis Shammai is put first. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. And then Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, lo kachla yamaisa, wasn't there a story? Shehalchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel. Levakeres Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis. All of our great Zaydas went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Umatzuhu Yoshev Roshev Ruba v'sukkah v'shachana v'sukkah abayis. And they found him sitting in such a sukkah, Amru lehen Beis Shammai, and they didn't say anything. Right, it doesn't say here, v'lo Amru lo nadavar. That's the end of the quote. Amru lehen Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says back, Misham Raya no, Avin Amru lo. They said to him, Kacha, he's annoying, look, yamta, mitzvah sukkah, miyamecha. Right, they said, no, if you have this sukkah, you missed the last line of the story, Beis Hillel. They said to him, it's wrong, look, yamta, mitzvah sukkah, miyamecha. Semicolon, right? So therefore you see in that story that Beis Hillel put Beis Shammai's words first. Again, a huge topic. We can't go, we had a Daf Be'in share about it a couple weeks ago, so feel free, those who didn't listen, could listen to it now with a deeper appreciation of the Daf here. What does Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim mean? What does that mean? How can you say that? Right? Isn't there only one truth? And we discussed in that shiur that no, halacha believes in multiple truths. And once we're here, we have to quote it because this is the Daf in Shas where he says it. The Ritva right here, the Ritva in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, the Ritva quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas, Shalu Rabbani Tzarfazal, Heich Efshar, Shiyu Shneyem Devri Elokim Chayim, Ze Oser Ve Ze Matir. How can you have it both? Vitirtu, ki kishala Moshe la marom lekabel Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, heru lo akol davar v'davar memtes panim leisur umemtes panim letayr. Hashem showed him for every item 49. This is the 49 to Moshe Rabbeinu. 49 reasons laheter, 49 reasons leisur. And he said, Hashem, what am I supposed to do with this? The amar shehezem maser lechachme Yisrael shabachol davar v'yehachra kamosan. Let every chacham in every generation figure it out. What does that mean? So we mentioned then, again, a lot of shittas, but just to mention the Maharal again. The Maharal says that every topic in Yahadus, in Judaism, is complex. There's nothing simple. Just like a tree. What causes a tree to grow? You ask one person, water. Another person, the sun. Another person, the soil. All different things. Who's right? They're all right. It just depends on perspective. It depends on how one is looking at it. That's every topic in Torah. Eilu ve'eilu. Devri Elokim Chayim, that is the Ritva, that is the Maharal, the Chulu, a lot more to talk about here, but this is the Daf to talk about it on. One other Ha'ara, within a week of Pesach, just one other point, the last Mishnah quoted from Maseches Sukkah. What's the language that Beis Shammai uses? If this is what you've done, you've never been Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. 1 minute. You saw that Gemara in Maseches Sukkah? Part of this Mishnah might be in Issa D'Rabbanan. Sitting in a sukkah, a big sukkah, with your table outside the sukkah. Why can't you sit in such a sukkah? Because Beis Shammai says you're worried that you might come to pull yourself and not want to spill and eat outside the sukkah. What's the Lashon used? Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Do the Rabbanan have the power to wipe out the mitzvah? So that's a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel says, yes, they wiped out the mitzvah. But the Ran says, no. The Ran says, look, kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, don't take it so literally. It means that he didn't do the mitzvah kara'ui. Just like, the Ran quotes, Rabbi Gamliel haya omer, kol mi shalo omer shlosha dvarim, B'leil Pesach lo yatzi dechovaso. Really? No mitzvah whatsoever? So again, the Ran says, it just means mitzvah in a muvchar you didn't do. But we're machmer l'chadchila at least, to be, make sure we say Rabbi Gamliel, to make sure we don't sit in such a sukkah, taking literally, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Okay, let's finish up. Lila metcha, what does this teach me? The fact that Beis Hillel is the one that had the halacha nikva like them, because they were humble, shekol. Hamashpil atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyo. Anyone who lowers themselves, Hashem raises them. V'ol ha-magbiyo atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. And anyone who raises themselves, Hashem will lower. Kol ha-machazer al ha-gedula, gedula barachas mimenu. Anyone who runs after greatness, greatness runs away from them. V'chol ha-boreach min ha-gedula, gedula machazeres acharav. And anyone who runs away from gedula, gedula runs after them. And anyone who tries to be in charge of his own hour, literally push the hour, try to control, Rashi, take unnecessary risks, trying to focus on the osher, when we know it's beyond what is within somebody's control. And anyone who is nidche, who allows the Shah, who allows mazel, not mazel, without Kadosh Baruch Hu being in charge, who allows that to happen, then Shah medeslo. The Marsha writes here, as he writes elsewhere, there are three areas of our Avodas Hashem. Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero, and Ben Adam Laatzmo. These are the three that are related here. Right? Mashpel Atzmo, that's related to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Mechazer Alagdula, it's related to Ben Adam Lachavero. And the last one, Kodochik Azashoah, is Ben Adam Laatzmo. He relates to it here, just like he says the same thing in Baba Kama Daflamid, where it says, if somebody wants to be a chassid, they have to be Mekayim Mili Debra. Brachas, Mili de Avos, and Mili de Nezikin. Good, Tan Rabbanan, last four lines. Shtei Shana Mechla Nechluka Beishama Beis Hillel. For 2.5 years they argued. Halalu Omerim, Noach Lo Sha'adam Shalom Nivra Yosem Mishinivra. First they said, Noach Lo, it's better for a person not to have been created than to have been created. Why? How can you even say such a thing? Better not to have been created? So many Mefarshim, we don't have time to go into it now, many Mefarshim discuss this. The Marshas at the end of Makkah says, maybe because it's the los ases, they're not the, there are more los ases in the world than there are ases in the world, and therefore, no, it's riskier. 365 more than 248. The Gra goes into the issue of Gilgal here, but either way, that's one version. Halalu omrim noach l'olam shenivra, yosem mishalo nivra. And others say that it's better for a person to have been created. Nimnu v'gamru, noach l'olam shalo nivra, yosem mishenivra. Better that a person shouldn't have been created. Unbelievable. That was the maskana. Achshav shenivra yefashvesh b'maisa v'amri lo yemashvesh b'maisa. But now that he was created, he has to check and always analyze his own actions. Yefashvesh b'maisa v'yemashvesh b'maisa. Just to end with the Mesulas Yisharim. The Mesulas Yisharim says, in Zahirus, what's yefashvesh and yemashvesh? We have to do two things in life. We have to, A, focus on our actions. Are they mitzvos? Are they aveiros? And then even within our mitzvos, we have to analyze, are we doing everything exactly, fulfilling our potential in the areas that we can, or are we doing, we have to perfect the perfection that we are working on. So that's the amazing few lines. Again, there's a lot more written on the last few lines, but we will have to leave it at that, and B'ezras Hashem, we will continue.